Welcome back to the Forex Beginner Podcast. It's your boy Calvin, a new trader checking in. Listen, I hope you're having a great day. Today, we're going to talk about brokers. We're going to break down a little bit about how these brokers work and the type of brokers that I recommend. Now, I have discussed this topic in the past, but today I want to give a little bit more in-depth and a more recent bias from my standpoint. So I want to just let you know how I feel about brokers and the type of brokers that I use and what's going on in the Forex space when it comes to brokers. I want to give you an up-to-date outlook on my take. All right, let's get into it.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in, bringing you that daily motivation and encouragement and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable trader in the largest financial market in the world, that being the Forex market. What's going on, family? I hope you're doing well. God bless you today. Listen, man, I hope everybody is excited about this journey. All right. It gets frustrating. It is a little, you know, it's a little downing sometimes, but man, listen, there's so much upside, so much potential that is available, but we need to understand what we're doing. So today I want to talk about brokers. Now, brokers are how we get into the market. All right. Brokers are the middleman that essentially we give them our money and they allow us access to press buy or sell, whether it be on our cell phones, whether it be on our computers, to see if we can make a profit. All right. The brokers are the middleman. They allow us access to the market. Now, and a traditional broker, what you'll have is you'll have a broker. That's the person we put our money with. And then the broker will take our trades and then they will essentially place those trades with the liquidity provider. OK, now the liquidity provider is the person that's actually executing the trades. All right. Is the person that's actually supposed to be actually executing our trades into the market and moving the market and all that type of stuff. So without going too deep into that. Now, what you got to understand in terms of the Forex market and how all of this stuff works is we have what's called regulated brokers and unregulated brokers. Now, when you hear regulated, you think, OK, that's a good thing. And regulation is a good thing. However, there are a lot of brokers that are technically unregulated, but they buy regulated certificates to say that they're a regulated broker. Now, if you are a broker that is allowing access to U.S. clients on your brokerage, and you are regulated in the U.S., 9 times out of 10, you are going to be a safe broker for traders to put their money into, because the U.S. will heavily regulate you, and they will make sure that you have enough capital on hand to cover all the trades you have on at one time. OK, that's basically what the regulation does. They're making sure that the broker has enough liquid capital to cover the risk of the trades that they have on with the liquidity provider at any given time. OK, now you have unregulated brokers, and I'm going to tell you how you can tell the difference. Right. Unregulated brokers, typically they're going to offer you high leverage. So you're going to see 500-1 leverage. OK, you're going to see 200-1 leverage, 1,000-1 leverage. That's how you know that you are probably operating with a unregulated broker, even though they may have regulation in a country that's outside of where you live. It's easy to just buy that. OK, if they're offering 500-1, 1,000-1, they are technically a unregulated broker. OK, and the reason these type of brokers are out there and there are so many of them is because by nature, we as traders, me, I got my two hands up. I'm very guilty of it. We by nature want to make a lot of money with a little bit of money. All right. That's really the reason that a lot of us came to Forex, because it's easy to get into the market. Right. And so these type of brokers, they appeal to us traders that are trying to make a lot of money from a little money. All right. And so essentially, they offer these crazy amounts of leverage. If you don't know what leverage is, here's the simple way to put it. If you have an account of 500-to-1 leverage and you put $1,000 into your account, you will probably be able to risk about $800, maybe even $900 of that $1,000 account on one trade. On one trade, you can risk the majority of that account on one trade. Now, 1,000-to-1, you can risk the whole account on one trade. All right. That's how leverage works. Now, if you are a U.S. regulated broker, which is the brokers that I recommend to put your money in. All right. You're only allowed 50-to-1. So to give you some context on that, if I have $1,000 account, the most they'll let me risk on one trade with 50-to-1 is maybe $100, $90 to $100. That's the most they'll let me risk on $1,000 account with 50-to-1 leverage. Okay. Now, what is the incentives for the non-regulated brokers, the high leverage brokers? Why are they offering this such high leverage? Well, number one, they know that traders are going to blow the money. And so essentially they're going to keep the money, right? Now, here's the other thing. Typically with these high leverage brokers, remember I told you how the broker is supposed to work. You have a broker, they're the middleman. And what these brokers do is they now serve as the middleman where we put our money, and then they're supposed to take our trades and send them to the liquidity provider, which is the person that actually executes the trades and provides the liquidity. Okay. Now, with these high leverage brokers, these unregulated brokers, some of them may claim that they're regulated, but they're unregulated if they offer high leverage. Okay. What those brokers do, and I've used many of them, I have nothing against them, but I have to break it down this way so you understand that there's a risk working with those type of brokers. All right. In Forex in general, there's risk, but you need to understand in the beginning that there are a set of brokers that do not have your best intentions in mind. Well, no broker really does. You know what I mean? But there is a better of the two, depending on where you are in your journey. So these high leverage brokers, AKA non-regulated brokers, they make money a lot of times by not sending your trades to the liquidity provider. All the trades that you take are in-house. They keep them in-house. And if you happen to make money, they just pay you based off the money that other traders lost. Okay. And then the other side of their business is that they will essentially take trades against you. So if they see that you're going for a sale and you are a trader that is always losing, because they have your data, they have your trading data in their system, they're going to take their trade with the liquidity provider and they're going to go for buys. So they're going to make money by essentially looking at your data, knowing that you are a losing trader, right? They will look at your data and always bet against you, but they'll be taking their trades live with the liquidity provider, but keeping your trades in-house, taking your money and then placing trades with your money in the actual market with the liquidity provider and making money from it. Okay. So those are some of the things that these high leverage unregulated brokers do. Now, another thing that they do is they solicit people like myself, people that have podcasts, YouTube channels and things like that. And they reach out to us and they want us to, of course, endorse their brokerages. And they want us to promote their brokerages because they want to get more customers coming in so that they can, of course, get more money and get more data. All right. And so that's why it's really important, guys. And I say this a lot. It's cool to take recommendations of what broker to use. Right. It's cool. It's cool to take recommendations about prop firms. All of that stuff is cool. But you need to make sure that the broker or the prop firm is a fit for you first. Okay. That's the important part. You need to make sure the broker or the prop firm is a fit for you first. If the broker or the prop firm is not a personal fit for you and your trading objective and your trading goals, don't do it just because somebody's recommending it. And make sure that all the details are laid out, the good as well as the bad, before you do it. And that's why, I have used these high leverage brokers. But when I do it, I'm gonna tell you the safe way to do it. I'm not against them. I'm definitely not against them, right? I've had meetings with a lot of them that have wanted to sponsor this podcast, but everybody has to know how the business works. I endorse Blue Guardian as a prop firm, but I've done podcast episodes explaining how the business of prop firms work. And I'll do a more updated podcast episode explaining how the business works. It's okay to use these resources as long as you are aware of how the business works and you make sure that you're not the one that's making the broker money, but you're the one that's taking the money from the other traders that are making the broker money. That's the name of the game. You got to have the information of how everything works and then position yourself to be one that's taking advantage of the situation and not being a part of feeding into the situation. All right. And that's what we want to do on this podcast. We want to enlighten and give the motivation, give the inspiration, but give the facts and the tips as well. All right. So now with the high leverage brokers, here is how I use them. Okay. Now that we understand how they work, they are absolutely not for the trader at all. All right. They are heavily, marketed to us new traders. Like I just said, they spend a lot of money reaching out to influencers like myself. They pay us very nicely. I worked with a broker one time and I canceled the contract because I didn't like how they were doing business. That's how I've learned this information from firsthand experience. So I know how it works. And the reason they want us is because they know that we're coming in and we're trying to take a $100 account to $100,000. You know what I mean? Like, they know that's what we're trying to do. So they know we're going to keep blowing those accounts up, keep blowing it. And they're going to be trading against us, making money off of us. All right. So that's what they know. Now I'm going to tell you how to use this information for your good. Now, when I trade with a high leverage unregulated broker, I'm not depositing no more than $1,000 into that account. Now, personally for me, I can stomach losing $1,000. All right. Now, it will upset me if I put that money into an unregulated broker and they end up closing and going out of business. Oh, and that's the other thing. When you're dealing with these high leverage brokers, right, they can vanish at any time. We've had many of them go out of business. We've had many of them, do all sorts of things. They can go out of business at any time. So that's the other thing that we got to keep in mind. These brokers can go out of business at any given time, at any moment. All right. So we got to understand that. Now, with that being said, how I use them again, $1,000 is my limit. I normally start off about $500, but $1,000 is my absolute limit. All right. Whatever your limit is. And I say that your limit should be a dollar amount that you know won't affect your lifestyle, won't affect your living. Right. It's not going to take away from your bills. It's extra money per month that you would be OK with seeing it go down the drain. OK, you would be OK with that because you would normally use that money to go out to eat a couple times out of the month. Maybe you'll use that money to go buy some new clothes, some new shoes, maybe go hang out or maybe take a little day trip, whatever the case may be. Okay. That is the rule of thumb. Make sure this is a certain amount of money that at the end of the month, it won't take away from any of your bills or any of your survival needs. That's important. Okay. Now, the next thing, how I use these accounts is because of the higher leverage, of course, I'm looking to make a substantial amount with these accounts. So on these accounts, I'm willing to risk 10% on one trade. All right. I'm willing to risk 15% on one trade if it's my setup, because the intent of using these high leverage accounts is to make some quick money. Like I call them cash accounts. I once had this like $1,000 account and I used to make like $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 a week off of it and just withdraw every single week. And just restart the account back to 1,000 and just make, okay, boom, I made 300 this week. Boom, I made 400 this week. I made 600. I made 800 this week. Withdraw. All right. I would do that off of that account. That's how I use those high leveraged accounts. And the reason you want to take withdrawals weekly is because you never know when they can vanish. You never know when they can walk off and close down. Remember, they are unregulated. Even though they may buy a regulation, nobody's monitoring them and saying, you got to follow this, you got to follow that. No. All right. Nobody's monitoring them. So in those instances, you definitely want to take withdrawals frequently because you never know when you try to log in and it says invalid account, and they just erase all your data and you can't log in, and they pretend you never did business with them. All right. Be careful of that. So that is how I use the high leverage brokers. I have nothing against them, but you need to know how the game works so you can play the game the right way. That's the thing. If you're going to use them the right way. Okay. And now with the regulated brokers, my main account that I trade and I have more money in is a U.S. regulated broker. So I recommend, if you're going to put your hard-earned money, like if you want to build an account, you know, maybe you want to build an account to retire your wife, or you retire, or maybe for your future kids or your kids that you already have, or maybe you want to retire your parents and you want to build an account. You want to put a certain amount of money in there per month or per week or every paycheck. This is where you want to use a U.S. regulated broker, that 50-to-1 leverage. Your money's going to be safe. You don't have to worry. You're going to be good. U.S. regulated broker. That's where I put the bulk of my money, in a U.S. regulated broker. All right. That's where you want to do that at. Okay. If you want to make the quick cash, that's with the high leverage brokers, but a place that's trusted where you know your money's going to be safe, U.S. regulated broker. There's three of them that you can research. Just Google U.S. regulated broker. All right. So yeah, that's pretty much the broker situation. That's how they work. That's my current take on it. You can use both, but understand how they both work. All right. And we're going to do an episode on prop firms as well. We're going to talk about prop firms, how the business model works, and just so that you can understand how to play the game so that the game works in your favor. That's what it's all about. Because you got to understand, in this Forex industry, we are the little guys. We are the little guys that everybody's taking money from. So if you understand, if somebody give you the game on how it works, on how everything works, who gets paid, how they get paid, you can position yourself to make sure that, hey, I'm going to limit my losses and I'm going to be a person that's making money here. I ain't going to be one of the ones that's giving up all the money. I'm going to be one of the ones that's actually making the money. All right. So that's what we want to do, man. We want to enlighten. We want to give the tips. But most of all, we want to educate each other on how to play the game to win long term, because that's what we want to do. I mean, that's what we got to do. All right. So, hey, we'll do another episode on prop firms and my perspective and what I've learned about prop firms. And man, listen, I really enjoyed you guys today. I hope you enjoyed the information. And just remember, position yourself the right way. I'm not saying you don't have to, like, I'm not saying don't do unregulated or high leverage. Like, I'm not saying that stuff. All I'm saying is, like, yo, understand. And this is what you got to do. You have to understand where you are, your current situation, what your goals are, and you got to play the game in a way where you're not getting taken advantage of. Point blank and simple. All right. Play the game so that you're not getting taken advantage of. Because if you get taken advantage of, like, nobody's to blame once you have this information, but you use it to your advantage. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. Listen, if you haven't already, man, check out Calvin's 4X Growth Group. It is available. It is open for you. Listen, trading is lonely and nobody understands. When you're really on this journey, nobody really gets it, right? People look at you. They ask you, have you made money yet? And after a week or so, they kind of say, man, that ain't worth it, man. Try something else. That's taking too long, man. That's a scam, right? You need to get around a group of people that see the vision. You need to get around a group of people that believe that it's possible. You need to get around people that will pick you up when you feel down, when you want to give up. And that's what we have in Calvin's 4X Growth Group. If you think the podcast is encouraging, the growth group goes in a whole different, another level of encouragement. Like, we are dedicated people that are on this journey and we ain't stopping until we reach success. So with the growth group, you get access to the actual community, the private Telegram group where you can connect with other traders. You can find you a growth partner and you guys can back test together, do all those type of things. We got all that stuff happening inside. You also get access to a weekly mastermind Q&A call with myself. And so if you've ever listened to this podcast and said, man, I would love to kind of chat with Calvin and bounce some ideas off him and just have somebody to hold me accountable, the calls are the perfect place for that. The growth group is it's literally the best place to get that personal touch with me. All right. It's the place where you have questions, concerns, doubts, need a word of encouragement, need some questions answered. That's the place to connect with me every single week. All right. Not only that, But you get access to our online portal that has literally over like I want to say over 150, maybe almost 200 videos. Me breaking down all the different strategies that I've used throughout my journey and learned. A lot of those strategies has helped me get funded, get consistent payouts. And I go over in detail, step by step, how those approaches to the market work. And then we have a whole bunch of other videos that are mindset, encouragement, going over the small things that are not really talked about in trading, as far as how to deal with people not believing in you and how to balance work and trading and relationships and trading. All of that type of stuff is in there. And it's just a resourceful opportunity for any trader that needs a group of like-minded individuals around them and behind them. It's a perfect place for you. All right. And guess what? The best part about it is there's no monthly fees, no monthly subscriptions. You pay one time and you get access for a lifetime. All right. So you will always have access to the group. You will always have access to the portal with all the videos and all the recordings and all future recordings. And the best part also is that if I change something in my strategy or my approach, or if I learn something new, a lot of the times I just create a video breaking it down and throw it in the growth group. So you'll always have access to real time what Calvin is doing and what Calvin is learning. So Calvin's Forex Growth Group, log on to www.calvinthenewtrader.com. We would love to catch you on our next Q&A call, or just click the link in the description of this podcast and we'll catch you inside. And also, if you're ready to get your prop firm journey started, check out Blue Guardian, my recommended prop firm. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during the news. There's no restrictions at all on your trading. And they have the Guardian Protector, which allows you to protect yourself from yourself so that you don't overtrade and you have a fair shot at passing your prop firm challenge. Use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one, at checkout. You'll get 10% off your next challenge. And I look forward to hearing that you got funded. It's your boy Calvin, a new trader. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When your boy pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. That's my way of saying I believe we all are going to be successful. Till next time, God bless you and take care. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee and you get access for a lifetime.